Okay. It's very, very hard for me to part from the Hagdamas of the Hakitza Rananu. There's more that I wanted to do, but I realized that I'm so attached to the Hagdamas and to getting ready, so that can go on for another month, and then it's already going to be not Hanukkah, it's going to be Isha already Purim, and I said, we just have to already go into the Sefer. I want to go into the Sefer. And Mesh Hashem, there'll be little pieces here and there to go back to from the Hakitza Rananu to fill in. For every single page that we're doing in this Sefer, there are thousands and thousands of fill-ins. And it's just to hold back, not to bring from all the different Sfarim, because I want to be able to move very quickly through this Sefer. For some of you, there are going to be things here that you already know. And for others, it's going to be entirely new. But even for those who already know it, it puts everything into a very, very clear, wholesome, and healthy perspective. And that from here, we're going to Mitzvah be able to go to the other Svarim. But this is at Mazel Tov. But this is a way to go into, to enter into the Chachma. So some might feel it's too elementary, and maybe you'll join up with us later. But it's an important way to enter into the garden, into the orchard of Pnimius HaTorah. Page Tesvav, Psicha. There was a small mavo, but we more than covered that. Psicha on page Tesvav. The Psicha HaSefer, Rinu L'Nochel HaHakdim, Mayim HaTorah HaSefer, the Seder Tav Niso. It's important at the beginning of the Sefer to understand What is the goal? What's the objective of this Sefer? What are we setting out to accomplish in this Sefer? And what is the Seder of Tavniso? And how is it? What's the order? What's the Seder of the Sefer? Umahi ha-to'elah shi'osig ha-lomid v'sefer zeh. And what can the person who's learning this Sefer expect to get from it? What can one expect to get from the Sefer? Hinei klal chayi odom avodas Hashem beisak ha-torah v'amitzvos mekuvon l'davar echad. The tachlis of all our avodas Hashem is one thing. Ulias dovuk b'Hashem isbach is to be dovuk to Hashem, to live a life of dveikus b'Hashem, of connection to Hashem. Ulias mechuber lav isbach b'kesher amok, and to be bound to Hashem with a deep kesher. B'kol chelke kaimas adam, in every part of ourselves, of our being, to be dovuk to Hashem. Said that our Yiddishkeit shouldn't be mitzvahs anoshim l'moda, which means going through the motions of routine. And the way to reach a life of dveikus b'Hashem, the only way to live a life of dveikus b'Hashem and to have that kesher with Hashem is through the study of Torah and the observance of mitzvahs in a way where a person is mizbeinu, in the way of his mizbeinu, a deeper way. When a person understands, like we were talking a little bit about in Hakitza Rananu, when a person understands the meaning of a mitzvah, what's the oimik of the mitzvah of tefillin? What's the oimik of Shabbos? What's the oimik of having a mezuzah on your door? And what's going on? And also to understand what Hashem revealed to the tzaddikim, which was a big part of what Maimon HaSinai was, is how Kadosh Baruch Hu fears the world, how Hashem runs the world. To understand what is Hashem doing in the world, what is this thing called the world in our lives, what's it about? The more that a person is mamik in these sugyas, of the meaning of my mitzvahs, the meaning of my life, who am I and the meaning of my life, and who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what does he want from me, and how does he run the world, that will ignite the fire of Dveikus in the person of Hashem. And the place in Torah where the Pnimius of Hashem's Hanhag of Hashem runs the world is revealed. Zeb Chachmas Emes. That's in Chachmas Emes, in Pnimius HaTorah. K'mashiyos D'lon Rabbi Seinu Shai De Limud Chachmazu, as has been taught to us by the Tzaddikim, that by learning this Chachma, Magi Ha'adam L'Dei Yidiyas Hashem V'Hashova El HaLev. that one is able to accomplish these two things, which should never ever be separated: Yedias Hashem, knowing all that a human being is able to know about Hashem, what Hashem has allowed us to know about Kivyochel, about Himself and how He runs the world. But it's not enough to know, but V'hashava El Halev, to learn how to take this knowledge and to infuse our hearts and to fill our hearts with that reality of HaKadosh Baruch. Shekechol she'odam marke yoyser esabar yisbar, the more a person recognizes, understands kivyochel, again, understanding not Hashem's essence, but what Hashem has allowed us to understand, what He wants us to understand. There's oymek hanhagaso, and the oymek, the depths of how Hashem fears the world, how He is manning, how He conducts all of history and all of life. Kachu yochel hulis chaberlov, the more a person will be able to have a relationship with Him, to connect Him. And then one's avodas Hashem can be an avoda of hashivos alavavacha, where it's not just that He knows these things, but this knowledge is something that fills His life, that fills His heart. When a person understands the oimek, the depths of how Hashem runs the world, how creation took place, and how Hashem conducts all of creation, the hashpah shel Hashem is bar klapav, and how the hashpah of Hashem and how the or of Hashem reaches the person, how it relates to each of us individually, who meishiv is advar meliba, he takes this to heart, umischar b'lavad Hashem b'chol avavu, and he's able to become attached to avad Hashem with all of his heart. I know the mama aleph, which we'll start to learn soon. Umatzinim chazal. We find in Chazal sheish mokum avoda gadol adam b'havanas da'ach Hashem isbarach. For a person who learns Torah, and Hashem misses to say, to somebody asks him a question, or his child asks him a question about da'ach Hashem isbarach, and to answer by saying, we don't know, that's all, everything is Hashem, what Hashem does, we don't know anything about it, that's not acceptable. Hashem, in the Torah, has revealed to us, has taught us, not, of course, not everything, but a great deal about Darche Hashem Zbach, how Hashem Zbach relates to creation. Shnema b'chazal, Om Rabbi Yudin, it says in the Medrash Rabbah, and this is really, this Maim b'chazal is the yisod of the whole binyan of learning Chachmas Emes. Godol koichen shel neviim. Great is the koach of the prophets, of the neviim. Shemedamin tsura liyotzra. Shemedamin tsura liyotzra. The yotzra, of course, is Hashem, the creator. Tsura means all of creation, but more specifically it means tsurasad, the human being. What is it that's great about the neviim? Shemedamin tsura liyotzra. That the Nevi'im have this ability, these human beings who have reached the height of the understanding of Darche Hashem Isbarach, they are able to study this world, to look at this world, at the Tzura, at the Adam, at the physical limbs of a person, the organs and limbs of a person. They're able to study physical reality, history, and so on, and medamen tsura liyotzra, and they're able to see the dimyon. They're able to understand the comparison between the Creator and what Hashem has created. It doesn't mean His infinite, unknowable reisha d'lo yisyada, that we can't know, but that which Hashem Yisbarach wants us to know about Him, He has revealed to us in creation, through creation. And therefore the Nevi'im, when the Nevi'im would speak of Hashem, they would even speak in the using Lashonis describing the human image and form, which all of Chachmas Kabbalah revolves around these things, which is very strange and very odd to people who start to learn this Chachma, because there are very graphic descriptions of the human body, and through understanding the human body, that one can understand kivyachol, the hanhag of Hashem, how Hashem is Baruch fears the veil. And the Nevi'im are the greatest at this. Godel Kirchen Shem Nevi'im Shem Adam and Surah Liyitzwa. Shenemar, it says in Daniel. So first the Medrash, Rabbi Yudin brings this pasuk. Ve'eshma kol Adam ben Ulai. It says, I heard a human voice. Daniel says, I heard, in other words, Hashem spoke to him, and Daniel heard this voice of Hashem as a human voice. Ben Ulai means from the middle of the river Ulai. We spoke about that Nahar Ulai by Purim, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago, that river of Ulai. There's a Torah from Rav Kook, from the Tzaddikim, and this Indian of Ulai, the river Ulai. So Hashem Zbach, Daniel is saying that I heard a human voice. Ve'eshma kol Adam. Now Hashem was speaking to him. But he said, I heard a human voice from the middle of the river Ulai. So Rabbi Yudin brings this as a raya, that Godel Koichen Shel Nevi'im, that the Navi is able to hear Hashem's voice in a human voice. Medamin Surah Liyotzah. Amr of Yehuda Bar Simon, the Medrash goes on, that if Yehuda Bar Simon says, Islin Kariya Ochrin de Machavi Yosim in Dain, I have a pasuk that's more mafurish. I have a better pasuk, a clearer pasuk. It says in Yechezkel, in the first paragraph of Yechezkel. Shnema by the Merkav, it says, Val Dmus Hakisei, Dmus kamare Adam alav milamala, that kivyachol he saw an image of Hashem as an image of a man sitting upon a throne. Kamare Adam alav milamala, kamare Adam alav milamala. So that's even clearer. It's not hearing a voice; it's seeing some sort of an image. Now that doesn't mean that Chalil Hashem has a human form. It's medamin tzur liyitzra. We're going to learn more and more what that means. Ubir b'zah shlo, so let's begin. On page Tes Zayin, the shlo explains, the shlo kodesh explains in his Hakdama to the Asar Mamaris, Ki anevim mesaknim umashlimin binyonim lebinyin ha'odom ha'godl. A Navi is a person who, to the best of his ability of what a human being can do, he has perfected his tzura. What does that mean? The Navi has perfected, again, within the limitations of a human being, the Navi has perfected what he looks at with his eyes. The Navi has perfected his sense of hearing, his dibur, the midas alev, what he thinks about. The Navi is mashlim, the tzura sa'adam. That's the Navi. Ki anevim is Misaknim umashlimin binyanim lebinyan ha'adam ha'gadol. And therefore, the life of the Navi, of that tzura, of a human being, is as close to the dmus and the tzura kivyachol of Hashem as is humanly possible. He's able to align himself with the dmus, b'tzalmeinu kidmusainu, as much as a human being can do that. The Navi does that in the course of his lifetime. To the his tzura doesn't mean something physical. His tzura to the tzura ha'elyayna. The Rambam talks about this at the beginning of Marne Vuchim, and this is really the start of the whole Marne Vuchim, what he's writing about. What does it mean when it says in Chumash, in the Navi, that Hashem has eyes? Ein Hashem. What does it mean that Hashem is Baruch speaks? What does it mean? What does it mean? Yad Hashem, Yad HaChazak is drawn to you. What does it mean? What does it mean? We see that in Tanakh, Hashem himself compares Kivyochel himself, the Yotzer, to the Tzura, to what he created. He uses these Lashonis of Bnei Adam. Kiloshon Bnei Adam. Now the Navi is a person who has worked hard to perfect the Tzura Sa'adam. His Tzura as an Adam. Whatever an Adam is, the Navi has worked very hard to perfect that. Umamidim soid hadmus al mechaynoi. The Navi was given permission and was told to be mamid the soid hadmus al mechaynoi, to clarify, to establish, to clarify the soid, the secret of the demus, of that image, to teach us. And that through the shlemus of how a Jew behaves and conducts himself in his life, he's able to align himself in his life with the demus of the Creator. That a human being, a Jew, only a Jew, can reach that maila, even though there was Bilam, there was nevuah by it's a different site, a different type of a nevuah. But to be a Navi, Be'emes, is something which is the Mailas and Nevuah, that a Jew can reach this Maila of Nevuah. Hanishpas mehatsura hahi asher heshlimai. That it comes as a Shefa, that this Koach of Nevuah is infused into the Navi, descends upon the Navi, into that Tzura, into that Dmus, that this Navi has spent his lifetime perfecting. Therefore, the Navi's perception of the higher perfection of that Surah Elyona, the way that he perceives it and the way that he communicates it to other human beings, is in the way of Tzuras Adam, in the way of man's Tzura. To teach and to reveal, like the Ramban brings the pasuk to explain the inyan of what that means, tselem odemus, and the name of Adam. It's a famous Ramban. The Ramban says that Adam is what? Who remembers what is the Adam? Is Adama le'elyon. That I, a human being, Adama le'elyon. Adame le'elyon means I, kivyochel, I resemble the Creator. The tachlis of my life is to reach that madrega of Adama le'elyon. Ulefi shedimui hatsur eliyosu dava gadol ugvura rabba. The Shalach says that this is a very great thing. This alignment of the tsura to the yotzer, of the nivra, of that which was created to the Creator, is a dava gadol ugvura rabba. It's gvaldik, a great thing. Lahagir haseichel alachomer. The most basic requirement in this avodah is that the mind, the person's mind, that the neshama should be in control of the chaymer, should be in control of the body. Umiva mia shayuchal alza, and whoever is able to accomplish this, to reach this level, liza omar, that's what the Medrash is saying, godol koichan shal nevim, great is the koich of Nevi'im. This is the great Koach of Nevi'im. To ascend higher and higher in their personal shleimus, in the shleimus of Tzuras Adam, and through that, to have the deepest perception, understanding of the Tzura Kivyochel of the Yotzer, not Chlila, in physical images. Again, we're learning now what that means. But what corresponds, what does it mean, the right hand? What is the meaning of the right hand? What's the meaning of the nose? What's the meaning of the eyes of Hashem? Really, our eyes mean the same thing. The eyes that you and I have are histalshlus of what that means that Hashem sees. Our eyes are in the human physical form, a histalshlus of what that higher of that high reality is that's called Einei Hashem, Hashem's eyes. So since the Navi is a person who has perfected his eyes, whose eyes are completely purified to the best that a human being can reach. He has purified his eyes. So when he comes to that point, he's able to come into contact with the non-physical, with the transcendent reality that's called Hashem's eyes. The way that Hashem looks at things. What does that mean? That's Godel Koich. It's Gevaldige Koich that the Navi has, Godel Koich. The Kosev is Oed Hashlo. And the Shlach Kodesh writes, he continues. Oid Hoysif Neufach with Sefer Avodas HaKodesh. He brings one of the great Erlim Kabbalim in Megabai. Perchof Aleph, Mechelik Sisri HaTorah B'Zeh Lashon. That's what he writes the following. Kvar Hasbara B'Zeh HaSeifer. It's already been explained here in Avodas HaKodesh. Ki Ha'odam HaKotan Nisgan Ketikun Ha'odam HaGadol. That the human being who's the Odom HaKotan is Nisgan Ketikun Ha'odam HaGadol is established. The Tikun of Odom HaKotan is according to the image of Odom HaGadol. Odom HaGadol means, like when the Navi Yechezkel said, that there was an Odom sitting on the Kisei, on the throne. Kidei liyachid es Hashem HaGadol b'chvaydai. And because of this, Odom HaKotan, a human being, is able to be miyachid es Hashem HaGadol b'chvaydai. Now what that means, to unify, to have an understanding of, and to connect to that yichud of Hashem, that uniqueness, that oneness of Hashem. V'achefetz hoye bebriya, shiyezeh karech b'yad adam. And Hashem created the world in such a way because he wanted that the bria, meaning that Adam, that man, should have this koach, that the human being should have this koach. You know, holding by Masi Yad Kislev, and Chav Kislev is still the yontif of Yutes Kislev, continues with the Chav Kislev, and so there's been a lot of singing this past day in the world of Emosai Kalsimar, Nachshei Futsa Manisecha Chutsa, but the song doesn't have the rest of the conversation between Mashiach, what happened between Mashiach and Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh when the Baal Shem Tov had that Elias Nesham Rosh Hashanah, and I'm sure that many of you know that it wasn't only that the Mashiach, when the Baal Shem Tov asked Mashiach, when are you coming? So Mashiach, he asked him, Mosai Kalsimar, sir. He asked Mashiach, when are you coming? So he said, L'chshayafut sa'man esachachut, so when the wellsprings of your Torah, of your teachings are going to go forth in the world, that's where the song ends. But it continues on. What Mashiach told the Baal Shem's neshama was, and that others will be able, all other Jews will be able to be miyached yichudim kemoyscha. Miyached yichudim kemoyscha. They'll be able to be miyached yichudim. In other words, to be focused on the yichud of Hashem and all the yichudim when it comes to all of our mitzvahs and everything we do in life, to be focused on that yichud of Hashem, kemoyscha, like you. And the Baal Shem Tov himself shared with us that he was very worried. How did that come to be? That Jews will be able to have such hasagas like he had. To have these hasagas, yichudim kemoyscha, like you, kemoyscha. But this is the karech that Hashem gave, b'yad Adam. That's what's going to be when Mashiach comes. We're going to be miyached yichudim, like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. I mean, let's talk like that now. It sounds like it's some sort of heresy. So not comparing ourselves to Baal Shem. Hashem has more compared us to Kivyachol, to himself, to be miyached yichudim in such a way. The kibul asakein hakovid b'maisiv hamusukonim. Therefore, Hashem has appointed man with this responsibility to be masakein this kovid of the Shechina in the world and man's kovid through maisiv hamusukonim by conducting his life in the most perfected way that's possible, according to the instructions that are given to us in Torah Shabbat Sav and Torah Shabbat Peh. That's how we make ourselves into complete Tzuras HaAdam. And then man contains within him all that is in a microcosmic way, all that is in that covered ha'elyon of Adam ha'elyon, man is able to contain within himself. Adam ha'kotan, in a smaller way, contains within him all that is to be found in Adam ha'elyon. Adam ha'elyon. Again, we're not talking about Hashem and his unknowable essence, but as Hashem has made himself known to us, which we call Shechin. V'zehu said, and that is the meaning of the pasuk in Navi, in Yeshaya, Kol ha'nikur b'shmi u'lechvaydi b'rasiv yitzartiv af asisiv. Now we'll see much later in the Sefer that in that pasuk we already have the four worlds are contained in that pasuk. But le'inyanenu, what he's explaining, what the Avodas HaKadosh is telling us, and the Shlach HaKadosh is telling us, that kol ha'nikur b'shmi, man and man alone is Nikra B'Shem Hashem, that we're created B'Tselem Elokim, B'Tselem in the Demus of Hashem, the image of God. L'Chvaydi Barasiv, Hashem created us to reveal His covet through our lives and our aligning our lives, Kivyachal, with His Tzur HaElyayna, with His image above. Yitzartiv Afasisiv, this is how Hashem created and formed us in such a way. And we'll come back to that pasuk many times later in the Sefer. V'liyos Adam HaTachtoin, the Shlok Kodesh tells us. V'liyos Adam HaTachtoin, kolam mekol ma'ashav Adam Elyon. Since Adam HaTachtoin, since lowercase man, that's us, the human being, is kolam mekol ma'ashav Adam Elyon, contains within him, again, in a microscopic form, all that exists in the Adam HaElyon, transcendent Adam HaElyon, Kivo HaKol. Therefore, Nikra B'Shem, Kol. Therefore, the Tzaddik is called Kol. We've spoken that many times. Ki Kol B'Shemayim Uvaretz. And that's what the Pasuk says. Kol HaNikra B'Shmi. If a man is able to make his life into everything, if he's able to be everything he was created to be, that's called Kol. The tzaddik is called kol. And the meaning of kol is like the word klal. And klal means that it encompasses and contains. So, kol ha-nikra b'shmi, the Shlach is saying, kivo ha-kol nikra b'shem kol. That, kihini tzaddik chai olamim misakin amayim et olam b'lamayla, nikra kol. Hashem is the tzaddik chai olamim. Hashem is the tzaddik above. He's the tzaddik who's the life of all worlds. And Hashem is called everything. Hashem is called kol. Liyos ha-kol bo. Because everything is in Hashem. Gam tzaddik shalamata. And therefore, the tzaddik in this world, the tzaddik shalamata. Ve'ayosem mesakenu mamid ha'olam ahu. When the tzaddik in this world does what he's able to do to repair and to be mamed the world according to the Torah, beside the tzaddik yisod olam. And that's what the tzaddik is called, yisod olam, the foundation of the world. And nikra kol bishmo. Therefore the tzaddik is called kol. Kol ha nikra bishmi. Ki hoil v'oisek bebinyan ha'olam ha'elyon lamata. The tzaddik is busy building, repairing, constructing that olam ha'elyon, that image of the higher world down here in this world, that's dir b'tachtonim, in this physical world, the tzaddik is oisek in this binyan of the olam ha'elyon, but over here in the olam ha'tachton. That's what the tzaddik is doing, following the guidelines of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, and Kabbalah. Kidmus HaTzadik Shalamala. Therefore, the tzaddik is called Kol, everything, because he's Kidmus, the tzaddik Lamala. He's in the Dmus, the image of the tzaddik Lamala, of Kivyachal Hashem. Roi Yimkein Shiyikar Bishmai. Therefore, it's only fitting that he be called by Hashem's name, which we see by Yaakov Avinu, who is the Bechir Ha'avis. Zeh Osoid Kol Hanukah B'Shmi, Zeh Osoid B'Yikuloi Kel Elokei Yisrael. And we see Mika Kel Yeshurun, and Chazal tell us that we see that Yaakov Avinu is called Kel. B'Yikuloi Kel Elokei Yisrael. Kel Elokei Yisrael is Yaakov Avinu. Because the tzaddik is able to reach that madrega of kol hanikra b'shmi, because you have made your life into everything you could make it, and in doing so, you are a reflection of that kol, which is above, and you have spent your entire life drawing that reality of the kol, of the everything from above, into everything it could be down here in this world. You are called by my name. Hashem says, you are called by my name. It's a shocking thing. Mika Kel Yeshurun. Yaakov Avinu was called Aleph Lamed. And his name is Yisrael. V'yikolokel Elokei Yisrael. Oyd metzina b'divrei Ramak v'Eshlo. We find in the writings of the Ramak and the Shlach Kodesh. Sheyesh mokem avoy the godel adam l'sakin es atzmo l'fi aseres hasfiris. Now, I said before that the instructions were given to us of how to perfect the Adam HaTachton, the Adam HaKotten. We were given Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. One of the deepest and biggest parts, pieces of Torah Shebaal Peh, is the secret, the side of the ten spheres, which is what most of the Sefer is about, the ten spheres. Shem Shorish Hanhagasi Yisbarach B'chol Ha'il Maskulam. The ten spheres is the map, is the plan that Hashem revealed to us of how He created all worlds, including us, and everything that exists. It was created by using the Asar Mamaris, the ten utterances, the ten spheres, which correspond, of course, to Asar Sadibris, the Asar Makais. It's all one system. Now the Ramak wrote our most remarkable sefer that I'm sure that many of you have learned. There is a strong minhag to learn Talmud Dvara, especially during Elul. It's also known as a school. It's a very strong school of, God forbid, a person has a machla, a very serious sickness, to learn Talmud Dvara. But the yisod of Talmud Dvara is the 13 meters of Hashem and the 10 spheres of creation. So the Ramak teaches us in Talmud Dvara how to align our lives with the 13 meters. There are two ways of the third, Mikal Kamoichan, Hashem Hashem Karachim Mechanan, and how to perfect ourselves in those 13 meters that Hashem's book has revealed are His 13 meters. So in order to bring to this state of dimui, to be medame, the yoitzer liyoitzra, the one who was created, to the one who created him, we do our best to be like him as he revealed to us who he is. And therefore the Ramak teaches us how each one of the meters, what we need to work on. It's a very small sefer. I'm sure many of you have learned it. And how we are to work on each of those midas, and in doing so, and at the Talmud Dvar is mostly not Kabbalah, it's mostly open, in a very, very clear and straightforward way, of what we have to work on when it comes to this mida, what's Kel, each one of the midas. V'kol zebir haramak v'perek harishna mesifrei. The 13 midas is the subject of the first perek of Talmud Dvara. Avul b'shara prak, but from perek beis until perek yud, heruch levayr mahi avoydus ha'odna b'tikun atzmo. In the rest of the sefer, after explaining very briefly the 13 midas, the rest of the sefer the Ramak devotes to the eser spheres, the 10 spheres, and what is the avoda in our lives? To be mesakin our lives according to the 10 spheres. The fikol sphere bepratis. And the Ramak spends a perek on each one of the spheres. Ayin sham, sheherech beprote kol sphere u sphere, mahu mokam ha'avayda bezeh. And in a much grander scale, we find that in the Shari Oira. A much, much bigger, right in the Shari Oira. Because of shom ha'ramak beperek aleph. And the Ramak writes over there in Perek Aleph. Ramak, of course, stands for Rabbi Moshe Kodavero. We just had the schus, many of us, to be by the kever a few weeks ago. The Ramak writes over there in Perek Aleph, Ha'odam roi shi yizdam alakoinai. It is roi, it's the tachlis of man's life, shi yizdam alakoinai, to resemble kivyachal Hashem, his creator. Vazia besayt hatsura ha'alyayna. So that man could actually transform himself, to make himself into this Tzura Ha'elyayna while he's in the physical world, which is the Tachlis of Dior B'Tachtonim, and to therefore make himself into a human being of flesh and blood that every single word, every thought, every word, every action is a reflection of Kivyochel himself. He's miyachad yichudim with everything but his good morning, with when he has his piece of mezainis. Whatever he's doing, it's an act of that dimui of the yoytzer liyoytzer. Every single thing that he does. Tselem udmus. And that's the meaning of tselem and mus, the image of Hashem. She'ilu yeduma begufay v'loy pu'ulais. The Ramak writes, she'ilu yeduma begufay v'loy pu'ulais. Now we know that Hashem, that the man's right hand is a tselem of the right arm of Hashem, which is the midah of chesed. And the left arm is midah sagvur, right? So the Ramak is saying that if man's resemblance to Hashem would only be his body, she'ilu yeduma begufay v'loy pu'ulais, it would only be his physical form and not the way that he conducts himself in his life, then he has missed the tzura. That's not the shlemus of the tzura. That's not the shlemus of the tzura. Just because you have a right arm and a left arm, a monkey also has a right arm and a left arm. That's not the shlemus of the tzura. The Ramak is saying, just because you have that, you were built in a way that's modeled after, like the Odom Malachi say, that the physical image of man is a reflection, kivyachal, of the midas of Hashem, but that's not the tachlis, just that you're alive. Hashem didn't create you that you should just walk around and be a caveman, because you have a right arm and you have a left arm, and therefore your body is modeled after Hashem. That's not the tachlis. If a person does that, he just physically is an image of God, but not by what he does with his life. And they will say about him, Tzura Noah. Very nice. He's got a nice form. He looks nice. Umaisim ke'urim, but his behavior is ugly. That's not the dmus and tselem of Hashem. Shri ikur had tselem ba dmus elyon hein pulaisim. The ikur of the tselem of the dmus is not how we look, even though we do reflect kivyachol the higher midas, the body itself. But that's not the ikur. The ikur is hein bepulaisav, what a person does with his body, with his life. The Ramak says, what good is it that you were created in this way, Ketsura Ha'elyona, that you were created in this way of the highest Tzura, Kivyoch, like Hashem? The most Tavnes Evarav, that your body is in that image, Ubipu'ulais lo yizdam l'kainai. But in what you do with your life, you have no resemblance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're completely different from Hashem. Hashem Hashem wants you to turn left. You always you turn right. Hashem wants you to turn right. You turn left. Hashem wants you to do this. You do that. So how? Yeah, you used your right arm. You used your right hand to give somebody a patch. How do you that? So you have a right hand. The right hand is for chesed. Use it to give somebody. What is that? You're using your right hand, which is chesed, and you hit somebody with your right hand. The whole thing is off. Vashlor, and the Shlor writes, Ki noisef amash zechart lihidabik b'midoisef shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, rachum v'chanun and erchapayim. In addition to what I wrote about how we have to try to be mizdabik, to attach yourself to Hashem's ways, just like Hashem is rachum and chanun and so on. Ve'elohem midoisef shal Kadosh Baruch Hu shehem benigla. These are the midas of Hashem shehem benigla that are revealed to us clearly in Tanakh. What's the meaning of rachum and chanun and erchapayim and so on? Oy yesh pnimis. The Shalosh says, but there's a pnimius to this. L'zdamus odna b'mesha evshul eses firayis. So the pnimius is not just mahu rachum, to be compassionate, just like he visits the sick and gives clothing for the poor person, whatever. All of that is the nigla of Hashem's midas. But then the Shalosh says there's the pnimius of Hashem's midas, which is the eses spheres, the 10 spheres. Ve'mi doishav kadosh baruch hu, ayoyse pnimius. Those are the midas of Hashem, but the pnimius of Hashem's midas. That's why the Ramak begins the Sefer with the Nigla, the 13 meters. And then he goes into the spheres, which is the Pnimis of the meters. Zui Yud, HaPnimis, and the Lemis, B'tevas, Tomim. And that is the hidden Yud, or the Yud that you don't pronounce in the word Tomim, that's contained in the word Tomim, which means that which is perfect. Ubezdamus Odom Aleim, and when a human being is able to be Mizdamet HaShem, is able to resemble Hashem in the 10 spheres, in how he conducts himself according to the 10 spheres, which we're going to be learning through the Sefer, how a person lives according to the 10 spheres, that's what the Sefer is about. Azhu b'dmusu b'tzelem. Then he's b'dmusu b'tzelem. V'nase Mekavi becomes a chariot upon which the Shechina enters into the world, which is the tachlis of Dir B'tachtan, of Hashem being in this world. His presence in this world is Al Yisrael Shemecha. U'behemshech Devar V'sham Hevi Ashla is called Devar Ramak, and in the Hemshech over there, the Shla brings from the Ramak that we just learned, B'bir HaVaydel K'fi Kol Sphir Sphir, where it's a brief introduction to how we serve Hashem with each of the spheres. Like the Ramak says, what's Keser, what's Chochmah, and so on. The Ramak explains each of the spheres in our lives, how we're supposed to serve Hashem with that sphere. The Sforna writes in the Yikra, V'yisem Kedoshim ki Kodesh Ani. You shall be holy, ki Kodesh Ani. And that's what it means. It means Tselem and Dmus. Kedoshim, you should be Kodesh, ki Kodesh Ani. Shetiyu Kedoshim v'nitzchim v'hidam moischim elai v'midoisim v'miskos. How can a person, what does it mean Kodesh? Chazal is. What does it mean Kedoshim? What does it mean ki Kodesh Ani? So the Sforna explains that a person makes himself Kodesh to the degree that he's mezdamet Hashem's midas and miskolos, the way that Hashem conducts himself and kivyochol with chokhmah bina das, the way that Hashem kivyochol thinks. Because of Eid Bibir HaPasik Kedosh Shemtiyu Ki Kodesh Ani, the Sforna writes, Shakavona B'kol Eila HaZharus, He Sheyu Kedoshim V'zeh Kedesh Sheyidamu Sheyidmu L'yoytzum Kefi HaEfsher. Kedusha means a man resembling Hashem Kefi HaEfsher, as much as it's possible for that person to be like Hashem. That's called Kedusha. K'may Shehoi Shakavona V'biyas Adam, which was the intention when Hashem created man, K'amro Nas Adam B'tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. That's the meaning of B'tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu, the 10 spheres, the 13 meters, that dimion of the Tzur L'Yotzra. That's called Kedusha. That's called B'tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. That's the tachlis of creation. V'zebir ata b'amro. M'vur mikol zeh. And from all that we just learned, we understand, Shemutelas ha'odam avoda rabba. This is the avoda of a person throughout his life. This is a tremendous avoda. Therefore, we have to know, la'akiris ha'hogas Hashem's baruch ha'sevus ha'sfiris. How can we perfect our lives according to the ha'sevus ha'sfiris if we don't know what they are? Not just the names. Everybody knows the names. But we don't know what they mean. We don't know what that means. What does it mean, Netzach? What does it mean, Hoyt? What is the meaning of Keser? What's Chacham Bin and Das, all of this stuff? Like they say, Yisakin is Atzma Kidmus Han Hagosi is Baruch. And only through that can a person be Misakin his life, Kidmus Han Hagos Hashem, V'kach Yizkel Yos Merkava L'Shechina, and then a person can make himself into a Merkava, to the best of his ability, a chariot for the Shechina, a dwelling place, of V'osli Miktav Shushachanti B'Saycham, there's Dorim L'Bar B'dimya P'nimi, Shel Dmus Hatzalem Shel Etzem Han Hagos, Hanagos Yisbarach B'Shara Shehar Lomas, to resemble the Dmus and the Tzalem of Hashem Kivyachal, and the Etzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has created and is guiding all worlds. Shem will continue next week.